Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. We're going to talk about personality. Personality, we think, is the key to style. Mm. Not body shape, I can tell you that for 100% sure. Mm. Yes, figure flattery can make a difference about how you look as a whole. But in the end, it's personality that is the most key, because personality is the thing that decides what shapes of clothes you actually enjoy wearing, what fabrics you might go for, whether you like textural things or shiny things or satiny things, or, you know, like stretchy or woven, or, I mean, there's a million different fabrics out there. Personality decides on prints, patterns. Do you wear them? Don't you wear them? What kind of patterns? Are you going to be leopard prints? Are you going to be florals? Are you going to be stripes or checks? Are you going to be an abstract print, a small geometric? I mean, the list of patterns goes on. It tells us about what kind of, how we like to put colours together.
Yeah.
Do I enjoy wearing, you know, bright and bold? Or do I like subtle and natural? Do I like soft and pastel? Then there is the other accessories, like what kind of jewelry. Do I want shiny diamonds? Do I want small and delicate? Do I want large and big and bold? Do I want asymmetrical and funky? I mean, the list of those things goes on. Yeah. Actually, personality things. Mm. Yes, there is always a relationship between your physicality,
yes,
and what suits you, but in the end, it's personality. Because I could say, this thing will fit, look beautiful on you physically, but you might say, on no planet am I ever going to wear that.
Yeah. And I have found through the development of 16 Style Types that the refinement of my understanding of personality has really been quite profound. And I've been a student of style for as long as I knew there was such a thing as style. And certainly understanding my colours, which I learned about nearly 20 years ago, I mean, that was massive. That was kind of like the first wave of understanding. But even within that, there are colours in my palette that I will gravitate to and others that I just don't wear, even though I know that they work for me. And sometimes I will wear a colour that isn't quite there, but I make it work because it's a colour I'm drawn to. And so understanding those physical things, I think, is absolutely essential. They're kind of like the foundational pieces. They can be the parameters, and they certainly make a difference to how attractive you look and how attractive you feel. Certainly knowing your colours. I personally don't know how anyone gets dressed without knowing their colours. That's me, though. But the personality piece sort of overrides that. It sort of sits on top of everything and informs your decisions about those other things.
Yeah, because absolutely you can go, well, what shapes suit my body? But then I go, well, once I know the shapes, but then do I buy it in a pattern or a print? What kind of fabric do I go for?
Yeah.
Is it detailed or is it simple? I mean, you know, is it stretchy? Is it woven? Is it stiff? Is it all those things come down to personality. If I'm going to have it in a print, what kind of print?
Yes.
All part of personality. And this is why with style types, which is really looking at personality and your expression, your essence, style essence, is so important. But how you will take that information and express it is all about your personality.
Yeah, and each of the 16 style types has a unique style pathway, which is not predictive, and certainly it's not proscriptive either, but it's intended to be a pathway that a woman of that style type can rely on to guide her to then make style expression decisions that are going to be resonant and congruent with her personality. And of course, those style expression decisions are many and varied. And this is where we don't and we can't prescribe what they are, because there are just so many choices, so many factors that come into it that are individual to that woman. But the style type piece, the style essence piece, is really that coming home, that coming back to yourself and being able to tune out a lot of messages that have been unhelpful. And of course, there are a gasquillion of those about how we should wear and what we should look.
And there's always a new one.
Exactly. And so that's a really helpful way for us to be on solid ground. So your style essence really gives you that solid ground. And then from there, all those other choices you can make.
But even within, you know, style essence, so Jill is an ESFJ preferences. She loves leopard print. But it doesn't mean just because you're ESFJ that you'll love leopard print. You might be a floral. You might like stripe. Like, there is no one style, you know, type likes certain exact things. And this is why you cannot be fit into a box where you are given a set of rules that are hard and fast that you cannot break. Because in the end, you have to figure out what it is for you.
Yeah.
And this is why I always talk about putting together your style as the Vionetta approach.
Mm.
Which is, if you've got the Sara Lee Vionetta, which I think is fairly global, it's an ice cream with chocolate layers. So the advertising was always layer upon layer upon layer. That is how I think about how you put together your style.
Yeah.
So we've got the layer that's physicality. We've got the layer, you know, and colour comes into that physicality and body shape and all those things.
Scale.
And scale. Mm. You know, we've got scale, we've got, you know, and then we've got, well, have I got a, you know, pattern skin like Jill.
Mm.
So there's a layer, and maybe that's why, you know, pattern works well, but then which patterns do I choose?
Mm.
And then with personality, we have got the dressing styles, and they really can inform us. Mm. And so I go into the dressing styles a lot in 7 Steps of Style, and we also go into them in our 16 Style Types membership program as well. So, and in that, it's really all about which parts of those personality elements do I want to take? What is it from the classic? If I like, well, I like a more traditional sense of dress, and I'm, you know, there's a certain set of personality traits that go around that, where you might go, I'm more ordered naturally, you know, I'm more considered, I'm more reliable, trustworthy, successful, you know, in a kind of business sense. You might prefer that more classic, but then, okay, well, classic's got all sorts of elements.
Yes.
It's about the vertical lines. It's about, you know, dark and neutral colours. But maybe if I'm a light person, I don't want those dark and neutral colours. But maybe I like the straight shape.
Yeah.
Maybe I like the vertical pinstripe as my pattern. You know, or maybe I like the smooth fabrics or the crisp fabrics or the structure of classic.
Yeah.
Maybe I like the well-finished seams and the kind of invisible tailoring that's also a sign of the classic.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm going to do it in a feminine way. Like, this is why it's finding those layers, those bits and pieces that are your version, and that why nobody can tell you. Like, there is no, you're X, therefore you must wear Y.
Exactly. And our approach to the dressing styles and adding in dressing styles is very interpretive, and it's based on the fact that your individual needs will determine so many of those choices. That cannot be predetermined for you. And there are other systems that exist that have combined personality and style, and many of them are quite prescriptive in that exact same way. Here's personality traits, here's physical traits, we put them together, we put them together, and here is a formula. Mm. And we really understand how tempting that can be, how alluring that idea can be.
Well, it's the idea of easy. It's the easy, like, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it doesn't end up being workable or sustainable for so many women, because those individual factors all mean that they need to interpret the dressing styles in a way that is truly unique to them. Even another ESFJ who has similar dressing style preferences to me, it will show up differently. She will look differently to me. And we do not expect that women of the same style type will have the same physical features for a start. Mm. Neither will they have the host of other identity factors that come into making a person who they are. So prescribing ESFJs look like this and should wear this, I mean, it's just an undoable, it's an unworkable, unsustainable, and that's why we've chosen not to do that, because we recognise all those individual differences.
It just doesn't work. Mm. And this is what I mean, there's lifestyle geography. I mean, there's so many things that come into what you're going to wear and what you need in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
But the more, what I've discovered over time, and for myself as well. So when I did my training, the thing I knew was that personality influenced.
Yeah.
Because I remember trying to wear clothes that were like, I used to look at friends and go, oh, you look great. And I'd try something like that and go, but I don't feel right. And it's that it's not me feeling.
Yes.
And that's really telling. If you're saying, oh, I'm trying something on and it just doesn't feel like me, then that's a personality. That's your personality shining through.
Yeah.
And saying, it's not me.
Absolutely.
And so it was like that going, so when I did my training, I knew that personality was important.
Mm.
And it suddenly, I always remember the day that I discovered that, that, you know, like, that my feet like feminine on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'll always generally have something more feminine. That I went, no wonder I can't wear sneakers if I'm not actually running.
Yeah.
that sneakers are fine for the gym and for the purpose that they are built for, but I don't just want to wear them to the supermarket.
Yeah.
The minute I've finished doing my exercise activity, they come off.
Yeah.
And I suddenly went, oh, because and dramatic is not a sneaker, and feminine's not a sneaker. Like, they're too big and chunky for parts of my personality that my feet want to be dressed in.
Yeah.
And so that, for me, was this massive aha moment where I went, oh, no wonder. Yeah. I wish I'd known this. That saved me a fortune and also some angst over time.
How has that insight informed your style journey, your authentic style journey?
Well, really, it's made me just aware that it's got to be me.
Yeah.
If it's not me. Now, I've then played and gone, okay, well, I've got this bit of dramatic and I'm going to try wearing a few larger scale necklaces and see how that feels. And does it feel natural? And when I first started, it felt maybe a little bigger, but I got some compliments and I enjoyed it. And it didn't feel unnatural in the way that wearing a pair of sneakers, even though everybody else is doing it around me. Because often it's that I want to fit in. So when everybody else is doing it, then I'll feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I actually didn't feel comfortable in those sneakers, even though everybody else was wearing them.
Yeah.
And I think it's that's a mental comfort. Mm. Not physically, of course they're comfortable. Mm. It's the mental or emotional comfort we're looking at. And I think that's what personality informs.
Absolutely.
Which is why I've learned that the more you understand your personality, the better your choices will be.
Absolutely.
And this is why if you're someone who is highly influenced by others, if you're shopping, this is something to be really aware of, because this is where I see a lot of mistakes, where it's, I was shopping with my sister and she loved it.
Yeah.
Or the woman in the store, the sales assistant, she was so helpful and she said it looked great and I didn't want to let her down or disappoint her, so I bought it. Mm. Not wearing it. Yeah. That's actually not good for you.
Yeah.
Or your wallet.
Yeah, exactly. I find it interesting on social media when you see posts and videos where people will say, this is really me. I had some friends post something, some pictures of a new fashion label saying, this is so me. And I'm just fascinated by that idea. And there was a video going around of Miriam, the UK television presenter, and she had a makeover done in New York by two very elegant, refined women. And they interviewed her outside. And she was saying, I cannot wait to get back to the hotel room and wash it off. And the question was asked, why not? And she said, it isn't me. And they pushed. And she said, in this impassioned voice, it's just not me. And the pathos in her voice and just how much she was stridently resisting what was really a lovely makeover on the surface.
She looked fine. She looked good. But
she felt it and she knew it. And the first time she responded to the question, she was sort of fairly even with it. But the second time, you could just tell this was really affecting her well-being, her state, and her sense of herself. And I was really affected by that video. I thought that we posted it to the 16 Style Types Facebook page.
And we'll put it here in our in the blog post too.
Just so powerful how she knew that wasn't her. Now, that was makeup. Yeah. So it wasn't even an item of clothing. It was just makeup. And I just thought, wow, that is really powerful. You know, this area of style, it goes to the core of who we are. And it really has an impact on how we feel about ourselves and how we are in the world.
And this is why, like, if you are shopping with a personal shopper, if they don't spend any time trying to understand who you are and how you want to express yourself, they're not going to be very helpful.
Yeah.
Because they're not thinking about you. They're just going, oh, what's the latest fashion or what suits you physically? They're not actually going, but would you wear this? Like, I do not want someone to buy something that they are never going to wear that doesn't feel good and doesn't feel like me. Which is why I spend a bit of time before I ever shop with anybody trying to understand who they are, what they value, what's important to them, what their style aesthetic is, what they feel comfortable in. And I will ask a lot of questions where I'll be going, is this a good, would you wear this? Do you like this? And I want them to be honest, because if they go, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen, I want to know that.
Exactly.
And I'll often say pick things up, because that also tells me, I go, oh, okay, well, you're picking up florals. So great, I understand that you like florals, you're not picking up the stripes. Or, you know, I can then start to identify what it is that they like. But yeah, it's really, I mean, this personality element is so key. And this is why you know, 16 style types was born because we knew there had to be a strong relationship between personality and style.
Yeah.
And what we found is that people just go, this is the key. It's the key that unlocks the full door, because there's so, there's lots of information about out there about physical elements of style.
Yeah.
That's everywhere. And I've got a million blog posts on, you know, seven steps on Inside Out Style. And I've got a whole program, seven steps, with about, but there's also a personality element of me. But this 16 style types, personality, psychological type element is that final key that just hasn't been around before.
Exactly. And then the contribution we are making to women being able to express themselves authentically stems from 16 style types. And the bridging piece is the dressing styles piece, which is woven throughout and is focused on in our membership program. And that is also material that a lot of women, they don't know about.
Yes.
They're not aware that, that exists, or they've had an interaction with another system that hasn't quite worked out for them.
Yes.
And so this is also part of what we are offering, is a way to move from style essence to style expression in a way that's congruent and authentic for you.
And I think what's important to remember is that this doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
I think why so many people want the little box, they want the box that just tells them where X, Y, and Z, with A, B, and C, okay, all sorted, now I can go off and do other things.
Yeah.
And what people have discovered is that because style is personal self-expression, and it is this layered approach, and it is about you, and it is about your unique features and all those things, it actually takes a bit of time.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time and a little bit of effort. I am not going to lie to you.
Yes.
But, you know, it's amazing how when you see people change and just start to understand themselves and go, oh, because I can love some, you know, really dramatic stuff on somebody and go, but I can't wear that. That's not me.
Yeah.
I can appreciate it on somebody else. Doesn't mean I need to wear it. Because often what we think is, I should be wearing what they're wearing. I should be more like this. I should be, you know, should be is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than going, that's great and I love it on you, I'd feel totally uncomfortable in it. It's not me. So that coming back to me, what is me and how I want to express my style, it's all through this personality element.
Absolutely.
And that's where you'll discover what really works.